Macau records highest monthly gaming revenue since COVID. Macau's gaming industry is continuing to flourish with revenue for July reaching its peak for the year. Gaming revenue reached 16.66 billion Macanese Patacas, $2.07 billion, 9.6% more than June's 15.20 billion Macanese Patacas and 7.1% greater than the previous high for the year in May, which was 15.57 billion Macanese Patacas. Compared to the previous year's July revenue of $398 million, there was an impressive increase of 4,086.4%. However, there are a number of unusual contributing factors to Macau's gambling rise. The impact of COVID-19 measures. The large difference between this year's and last year's revenue is largely due to the temporary closure of land-based casinos in 2022 as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. During the period from 11 to the 22nd of July 2022, Macau's government shut down non-essential commercial and industrial activities. Businesses only began to reopen on the 23rd of July, with many restrictions still in place. In contrast, this year has seen casinos operating normally. The decision to relax these rules came after widespread protests against the government's strict zero-COVID policy. Looking at the revenue for the 7 months leading to the end of July, it reached 96.80 billion Macanese Patacas, an increase of 236.0% compared to 26.67 billion Macanese Patacas at the same time last year. New gaming concessions in Macau. 2023 has seen the introduction of new gaming licenses within Macau, beginning on January 1 and set to expire on December 31, 2032. Seven companies applied for these concessions, including the existing operators Galaxy Entertainment Group, Las Vegas Sands, MGM Resorts International, Melco Resorts, SJM Resorts, Wynn Resorts, and newcomer Genting Malaysia. Among these applicants, the six operators already active in Macau were chosen, which meant that Genting missed out on the opportunity.